This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, after a momentous weekend. Trying to think if I could think of a better weekend as far as something that pertained to boats in the Congress.
It was epic. So.
It was epic, wasn't it? Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Did you pop some popcorn, Todd, and watch the whole thing?
Oh, champagne. That was champagne.
Oh, it was champagne. Wow. Oh,
sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, come on. That was... wasn't the way some people wanted it to go, but in the end, Wright won.
John Cornyn, who's a senator from Texas, put out a video or something or picture of toasting champagne glasses, and immediately was barraged from the angry left. I'm going to start saying evil left. I don't know about you, but I mean... I'll take my guidance from the fine audience that makes up the What's on Your Mind family. You know, what we saw in the way of opposition there, is it angry or is it evil? I'm believing a switch has flipped, and actually I think we saw this firsthand ourselves. Maybe... Ferguson, Missouri was probably the match that lit the fire, but it became an inferno during DAPL, right? Remember the awful, terrible things that were done? I mean, you don't like the route of a pipeline. That's fine. You don't like fossil fuels. That's fine. It's America. You can have that view. You can't put on a mask and stop vehicles on a public road and tell people they can't go that way. You can't divert school buses. You can't.
It's not what BLM taught us.
And I'm telling you, I thankfully I was escorted by a highway patrolman, but I was down there. Very, very early on, and a few times in the middle, and at the very end, right before the clearing of the last little encampment. When everybody was warned and told, you know, if you're there on this date, then this is going to happen. And I know evil when I see it. And it was there. You know, we should be able to have a conversation with people we disagree with. But these people that used, in some odd fashion, the obvious misfortune of Dr. Ford, now, you know, get to claim... Todd, because you had some champagne on Saturday, that you're evil. See, that you're evil. You don't care about women. A lot of these are.
Well, I mixed it with orange juice, so I had mimosas. So.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
So does that count? Am I still evil from having a mimosa?
I think so. Yeah, because there's champagne in.
So be it.
You don't water things down with. You don't get a lot of evil because you put a little orange juice in your champagne. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't work like that.
Okay. All right. I tried.
All right, you tried. Here's my telephone number, our telephone number, the telephone number, for you to answer this question. Angry or evil? What is it? 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. Local 8-701-258-0550. We are today at Great Plains Empower ND, the energy conference that Bismarck State College hosts every year. And it is an interesting event in that it starts with Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, Lieutenant Governor Brent Stanford, all on the stage. Jason Bohr, the President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council, he moderates it. And, you know, they're talking about the challenges of the energy industry and how North Dakota is leading the way and demonstrating what's needed to create a strong, affordable, diverse energy mix. And so you get to hear from them. What do they see? Congressman Kramer, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hoeven, what do they see as the critical need in shaping the state's energy future? And And folks are texting in their questions during the live Q&A session as well. So all that's happening here at BSC. That goes till 9:30. And then the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy is speaking here. A discussion on national energy policy happening here. And then Chief Economist from the American Petroleum Institute going to talk about sort of how North Dakota's world's impacted by the global markets. And talk that through. He'll be a guest of ours as well. Then their lunch and lunching, and then John DiDonato from Next Era Energy Resources, the growth and development of renewable generation discussion starts there as well. So afternoon, Stacy Dahl from Minn Kota Power, Gene Schaefer from Basin, Julie Fedorchuk from the Public Service Commission. You got the folks from Dickinson here, Gary Zuroff, Director of Public Works, Dan Inman the from Minn Kota Power, Ross Mason from Ide Bailey, Sean Kessel from the Department of Commerce, and Governor Burgum wraps things up this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So we'll be here to cover that, talk with a few of the folks that are there, including Dr. Scogin, who's the president of the BSC. He'll join us on the program, Senator Hovind, and others as well. All right. And then the other thing we probably should talk about is Senator Heitkamp's vote. I see that Jim from Bismarck has that, what he'd like to talk about, and Chad from Fargo as well, and Phil from Lincoln. Okay, well, we'll get to the phones here, because I agree with Jim. That's a topic we need to talk about today. What happened? Why did she vote how she voted? What's going on there? What's your theory? Okay, Phil, Lincoln. You're first, and what's on your mind? Hi, Phil. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Phil. Got you now.
Hello?
How you doing?
Yeah. You were asking if they went from angry to evil, and you mentioned it at Ferguson. I think they went to evil, and I think they went to evil a long time before that. If you might recall, when I first moved to North Dakota a couple of years ago, I told you I came from the East Coast. And what you saw on the pipeline, you know, has been going on out there for a long time. You can go back to the 80s with Tawana Brawley and the fake rape accusation. Again, Sam, you could go back to the Bush's election with the fake National Guard service. I mean, it's been bad a long time. You can go to Obama when he threw the policeman in Boston underneath the bus.
And I guess I'm not so much.
They've been evil for a long time on the leadership, and sadly, very, very, very sadly, there's a whole lot of lemmings who've been following the evil leadership, and we got a problem. We got a real problem in this country.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about particular incidents and whether that's angry or evil, I hear you. I would go with you there. I think in the case of. Dr. Ford herself and that accusation. I don't know that we know enough to say, was that all cooked up or was it legit? She just didn't remember correctly. And, you know, why now? How did it come out now? All those questions, I think, are fair game. I think this, what's wrapped around it, this angry mob that descends on, the U.S. Congress and goes into elevators and screams at senators, you're raping me all over again. I mean, and then we find out paid activists, you know, I mean, that's more what I'm talking about. I just think it's awful. I don't know any other way to put it.
There's people being used. They had that. I looked up at this repressed memory stuff because I've been following this for a long time. I remember that back in the 80s. I'm an old guy. And a lot of people went to jail on repressed memories. Then they come out, the whole thing is bogus. It's not repressed memories. It's suggested memories. There's some psychologists who, you know, they have a... they've got a business interest in keeping this thing going, but there is absolutely no scientific proof for it. And the minute they said repressed memories, I said, oh no, oh no.
Yeah, no, they're pulling out that card. Yeah, and one more contribution to the evil pile. How about abortion? Because that's really what this whole vote was about. This whole vote was about abortion. 100%. Their insatiable appetite to maintain the ability for a mother to kill her babies. You know, that's what it is. Sadly,
there's that. You know, even if abortion isn't your number one issue. right? Which, and for me, it's not my number one issue. But there's national defense, there's centralized economy, there's destruction of the culture in our educational system, in academia. There's any number of evil things going on coming from the left. Dennis Prager, who's a guy I respect tremendously, he said something, the left poisons everything it touches. And God knows he's right.
Appreciate the call. Let me start with Chad and Fargo. We'll have to finish after the break, but thanks for the call, Phil. Thank you. Chad, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. You hit it right on the head. It's Planned Parenthood and also all these services that get money for abortion services that were behind it. And the fact of the matter is that when they sit there and they do these things, it is evil. It's pure evil. And, you know, it's pretty sad that the Saturday Night Live script writers and all that were all sitting there saying, oh, I wish we could do more damage than what we did to them. Is there a way to talk to Kevin Cramer and have him put a bill together that says if you incite violence or you accuse somebody of wrongdoing that has never been seized?
Yeah, good idea, Chad. We'll ask. He's coming up in a bit. Don't go away.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Botno, Wells, Oliver, Cass, Richland, Dunn, Stark, Ward, Sheridan, and Emmons counties in North Dakota. And excellent farm equipment retirement auctions in Cheyenne and Steele, North Dakota. And a retirement lumberyard auction in Manoman, Minnesota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening. We appreciate that very much. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Right now, it's happening. You know that, don't you? North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply helping meet America's demand. Committed to using talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. They're out to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. Isn't that great? It is, and it's working. Happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, let's see who's next. I believe it was Jim in Bismarck wanted to talk about Heidi and the vote. Go ahead, Jim, you're up.
Well, thank goodness we got 50 Republicans and a Democrat that have common sense left in the world and got Kavanaugh in. But what I wanted to ask you, Scott, did you hear Heidi Heitkamp last night on 60 Minutes?
I didn't, and we need to pull that up and play it. What stuck out from you?
Well, you know, they were interviewing her after, you know, do you realize voting the way you did in the red state of North Dakota, you're pretty much self-inflicting defeat. In simple words, what he said, and she says, well, I have to say I truly believed in my heart that he was guilty, and so that's why I voted that way. And I'm thinking, you know, are you kidding me? The only reason she voted that way because of all her buddies pretty much forced her to vote that way. I have no actual belief she voted because of that, because common sense says he wasn't even close to what was going on.
So yeah,
it was interesting. So he pretty much said, you know, that's going to really hurt you. And she says, well, it is what it is, in a sense of what she said.
What's interesting about that is in an interview she did with Valley News Live's D.C. reporter, after she, you know, minutes after announcing that she was going to be a no vote, she talked about, you know, having been a lawyer and all this work for women's rights. And, you know, here's something I need to ask anybody that is a warrior for women. First of all, I think we all are, right? I mean, my gosh, you know, I revere my wife. I revere my daughters. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of old fashioned as a man. I open a door. I want the best opportunities for them. So I don't cede any ground on this, but I know as a, you know, Republican, you know, conservative talk show, somehow then you're not for women, I guess, right? Because you let them define things. I don't buy that for a minute. But anyway, she says, you know, I'm a lawyer. I've done all this work for women, so how could I do anything but? And I believe her. But that doesn't necessarily mean I don't believe him.
Exactly.
That's what she said. So that's what she said in that interview. It doesn't necessarily mean I don't believe him. Well, now what you just told me, what she said on 60 Minutes, it completely blows that out of the water. So I think she's having a meltdown of sorts here. I really do. I mean, in the sense of, you know, she probably promised that vote to Chuck Schumer and, you know, had to give it to him, and now is you know, getting email fundraisers from Camilla Harris of California, and you know, her whole storyline about being for North Dakota and standing up for North Dakota went out the window, because you can't be any clearer that Judge Kavanaugh was North Dakota favored by a long shot, and it's all gone. It's all gone. So I don't know. I'm perplexed by it. I have a half a dozen different theories, but it's very, very bizarre.
Yeah. Well, all I can say too, Scott, is, you know, we struggle through putting up with these people that get so crazy. You don't see Republicans running around and making all this and trying to destroy property and yelling, screaming like crazy mobs. I say for us, the Republicans in the state, the best way to get back is make sure we get out and all vote.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. Thank you so much. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Scott. You bet.
Texture says, the people who booed God at their convention did not get any prayers answered this weekend. Sums the weekend up perfectly. Yeah, it's been going on for a while. I forgot about that. I don't know how I could, but as soon as you say it, I don't. I don't know. That's why I come back to this. Is it angry or is it evil? What is the proper description? What do we want to stick with? John in Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, I was just wondering, are they going to go back and look into this a little more and find out and go after the people for slander and who leaked it and that kind of thing?
Do you know Cory Gardner, senator from Colorado? His wife received a text message. He revealed this weekend, but it happened in the middle of the debate. A text message with the video of a beheading. And also his children, their addresses were put out. for all to see. Names, addresses, here's where Cory Gardner's kids live. If that isn't evil, I don't know what is. So in my mind, you bet. I mean, that level of a threat against a United States senator, you better investigate it. You better investigate everything in her story, too. I think that you've got to go. By the way, they're planning on using it in impeachment hearings against Kavanaugh.
Well, they want the fight. Yeah, and if she didn't do it for money, then does she plan on giving all her GoFundMe money back?
No, I'm pondering his question.
Well,
Todd Wonderbug is still here.
Applause means we lost you.
Yeah, no.
She says that she wasn't doing it for money and she was all out for her justice, but there's been lots of people donating GoFundMe money for her, over $1 million worth, so you can't tell me that she's not doing it for money as well.
Okay, this is where I was confused.
Not return that to the donors.
You're talking about the California professor. You're not talking about Heidi Heitkamp, yeah.
I'm not talking about Heidi Heitkamp.
Yeah, no,
she's got her own problem.
Good questions. Thanks, though. I appreciate your comment very much, John in Williston. Let's go next to who? Stephen Fargo. Stephen Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I think we need to kind of put it in perspective, and I don't know if I want to judge them as to whether or not they're evil, but think of it in terms of what happened to the left, 23 months ago. I mean, they literally, ran to the polls and they were, had the champagne all chilled and ready to go. And they were going to bust into them at, 10:42 Eastern time and celebrate the changing of the world as far as they saw it. And they got kicked in the face. I mean, President Trump being elected as president and becoming President Trump was such a, think if that hadn't happened. Think what Hillary would have done. Think if we're, outlaw coal, outlaw fracking, outlaw large vehicles, outlaw guns, maybe not completely, but set up some crazy tax on them. How many would Ginsburg still be there? Would Breyer still be there? The other two seats would have been filled. So you would have had a gigantically left-leaning court with 40-some-year-old to 50-year-old justices on it, and instead, they had already pictured all that in their mind. What did they get? A complete reversal of everything they believe in,
and then an
exploding economy to demonstrate how terrible Barack Obama was.
And Trump just doing exactly what he said he'd do, which, by the way, tells me the long-term fortunes of the, I don't know if it's going to be, clear enough for Democrats in November, but it's certainly going to be by 2020. No doubt about that. By the way, PolitiFact has weighed into the Kramer-Heitkamp ad war. We'll tell you about their fact check next.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal investigators are poring over the scene of a horrific crash in upstate New York on Saturday that left 20 people dead.
Throughout the next few days, NTSB investigators will work on scene to thoroughly document the scene and to gather what we call the perishable evidence, the information that goes away with the passage of time.
NTSB Chief Robert Sumwalt there saying there's no indication yet why the limo driver who was taking people to a birthday party sped through that intersection. Florida's preparing for Tropical Storm Michael. It could, in fact, be a hurricane when it hits Florida, probably on Wednesday. 36-year-old daughter of President George W. Bush, Barbara Bush, has been married to screenwriter Craig Coyne at a secret ceremony yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Guys at Apache today. So much fun talking about their products. I got to go kick a few tires on those new 2019s. The models are in. 40 new. It's actually called the 40 series of Apache sprayers, and they have a bunch in. So you can check those out. They have a new look with new features and financing and leasing available on the sprayers. So use sprayers on hand too. So that's something for every budget. And nobody knows spray application like my pals at High Plains Apache. In Mandan, you can call them at 701-663-2375, or you can stop and see them, too, obviously, right there in Mandan or Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60 off 29. Just tell them Scott sent you. Online anytime at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. Okay, I promised to tell you about this alert that I just received from PolitiFact. They just today have taken a look at the ad, you know, the one campaign ad that Senator Heitkamp is running where it says, you know, Kevin Cramer raised his own salary, and we've talked about these bit by bit before, but raised his own salary, took money from these groups, voted for them, da-da-da-da-da, sued by a crazy group. Anyway, the folks at PolitiFact looked at this and said Cramer did get raises totaling that amount, but the ad completely distorts Cramer's hand in securing the pay increases. It was done by the legislature after recommendation by the governor, by the way, is how they do it. So basically, it's exactly what Congressman Cramer said, that, you know, he didn't, you know, that was done by the legislature. So did Kevin Cramer raise his own salary by $23,000? The answer is no. So the ad wars continue. It's such a deal in trying to, you know, figure out who to believe in. And that's no easy thing. We are back at Bismarck State College for the Great Plains Empower and the Energy Conference. Can't come on campus without seeing the press. Dr. Larry Scogan is here, president of Bismarck State College. How are you, sir?
I am fine. Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you.
It's always nice to see you.
How's things been?
Things have been going good.
You guys are busy here.
We are very busy. We are very busy.
Growing?
And, you know, programmatically we are growing. We're holding our own on enrollments right now. And considering that we get about 40-45% of the local high school graduates, and those numbers have been going down the last few years, so that has affected us. But we believe by holding our own, we're doing good. which means we're getting a larger piece of the market share, as they would say in business. So, yeah, so we're feeling really good about where we're at.
Do you want to grow with students? I mean, are you looking to push the ceiling up on the number of students?
You know, that's not a strategic objective of ours at all. What we want to do is we want to be as responsive as we can be to business and industry, providing them the workforce that they need. So we don't have a strategic objective of growing our student base as much as we have responding to business and industry to make sure that what they need we're providing here, and that young people know about those opportunities and that they come and enroll in those programs.
Makes sense. How do you see that relationship going from when you first started here to now? How is the synergy between business and industry and higher ed?
It is marvelous. We've had some wonderful success. As you know, we went through a 20% budget cut here last session, and so we had to make some real adjustments in that area. And we're down 52 people from that point in time when we went through all those budget cuts. But we also saw a need, and business and industry told us there was a need for cybersecurity education and training and experts and graduates in the cybersecurity field. So we went ahead and put together a program in cybersecurity. We got it approved by the State Board of Higher Education. And then we went out to business and industry and says, okay, guys, we have done all we can do. And we raised about $1.85 million from business and industry to help us stand that program up. So I would say that's a tremendously successful thing. We can bring to the table the education and training piece, and business and industry brought to the table the funding that we would need to do that. So this is going to be the model going into the future, I think, is that we're going to need more business and industry relationships. We have had marvelous business and industry relationships in our energy program, for example. We're in the National Energy Center of Excellence right now. This facility has been funded about a third from the state, a third from the feds, and a third from business and industry. And so we have had marvelous success in that realm, and we took off in this area of cybersecurity that's vitally important, not just energy, but to hospitals and to banks and all the businesses collectively, and that business stepped forward with that much funding so that we could run the program. They gave us the operational funding we'd need for the next few years, and we'll stand the program up. We've had tremendous response from students that are interested. I mean, this really is a sexy topic right now, cybersecurity. And it's on the news all the time, and there's malefactors out there trying to break into everything from cell phones to your banking account. Target's been hit, casinos have been hit, and the list goes on. And so you can introduce young people to the fact that they can be the white hat guys. They can be on the right side.
On the front line of that cybersecurity war, right?
I call them cyber warriors.
Yeah, there you go. And they seem to relish it.
They do. And, there's sort of a natural inclination for those that grew up in this tech. You and I are old enough, but we remember when you got your first computer, These young people have grown up. I see little kids sitting in the back in car seats with laptop or with iPads, where they're playing games or they're watching videos. I mean, they're native to this digital world.
Yeah.
And so if we can offer those opportunities to young folks, and not just young folks, we have people coming back, people that already have degrees, but they need certifications in cyber field, and they will come back to us and get their certification. So we're very excited about where this program is going. But to answer your question, we're only able to do this because business and industry stood up to help us.
So much like you've done in energy, you would do with cybersecurity.
Exactly.
A pipeline of the talent. And, we, on Energy Matters, we regularly converse with, instructors and,
yep,
and some of the students.
That.
And what I get a kick out of is I think while the students are excited, obviously we get a chance to talk to them, I get a sense that power plants and all of the recipients on the other end of the business side are just as excited, if not more, that they've got that kind of talent pipeline coming.
Absolutely, and that's why they support us.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the same thing in cybersecurity. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, just telling them that we're going to stand up the program with the reputation that we have. Business and industry said we will support that.
How, by the way, what's the secret sauce of cybersecurity? I mean, if somebody's coming out and they're going to do what? I mean, are they just constantly looking? Is it more infrastructure? What do they do to protect these businesses?
Oh, wow. You know, first I'll tell you, I am not a subject matter expert here.
You and me either, yeah.
But I will say that, you know, it's part of it is equipment, making sure the right equipment is there. Part of it's a software kind of issue. Part of it is having the skills to recognize something. I was at a presentation out in California recently, and this young man said, you know, we're not looking for good or bad. We're not looking for one or two. We're looking for normal and abnormal. So he says, what we're watching for is that this software normally acts like X. So now all of a sudden you recognize abnormal. And what's happening is artificial intelligence is coming into play. And so artificial intelligence is actually, I mean, there's millions of hits coming to businesses and government every day, millions. So artificial intelligence is now being used to differentiate between what's normal conduct on the internet and what's abnormal conduct. And then it takes that abnormal, and then that gets fielded off, and eventually, so you go from millions to a few hundred to 20 that are real malefactors that live elsewhere in the world, and they're trying to break into something or steal something.
Spot them that much easier then.
Pardon?
You spot them that much easier with that scenario you're
talking
about.
That artificial intelligence sorts through all this. So you don't have to have a human sitting there looking at a screen and say, okay, is that normal or abnormal? And so artificial intelligence says, this is normal, 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 and we do that a million times. And then, these few hundred are abnormal, and then the artificial intelligence can actually differentiate between what's abnormal for whatever reason and then where malefactors are at, and then that's pushed on. It's amazing stuff.
Well, artificial intelligence in and of itself is a technology that scares the living daylights out of me.
Yeah.
What you just described is good, right? That helps prevent the cybersecurity, but how that can be used by the bad guys is unbelievable.
Yeah. And, you know, the bad guys, they only have to develop one strategy to get into a system. Yeah. That's all they have to do is one. But then you got 100,000 bad guys out there, each developing one. So if you're a company, if you're an energy company, or if you're a bank, or if you're a hospital, you have to defend against all of them.
Yeah.
So you're looking up there defending against all of those attacks.
Amazing. I have about a minute left, but I want to ask you about the future of Bismarck State College on the 4-year front.
Okay, thank you. State Board of Higher Ed has approved Bismarck State College as a 4-year polytechnic institution, which means that we focus on the 4-year level. We will focus on technical education and training, just like we do already, and then we will be able to add as a normal part of our mission 4-year degrees that are Bachelor of Applied Science in technical fields, such as cybersecurity, such as energy management, which we do already, such as geomatics, such as instrumentation and control, and all these technical fields. And so we're going to continue doing everything that we've already been doing, the transfer programs to 4-year institutions, all our certificates, all our AA degrees, AASs, but now as part of our mission, we have in our portfolio 4-year polytechnic institution Bachelor of Applied Science degrees. This is in response to the number of business and industries that have said, you know, we could use a bachelor degree in like instrumentation and control or advanced manufacturing. So we're going to stay in the 4-year area. You know, we don't need another institution in North Dakota giving BS degrees or BA degrees in education or art. Not that those are bad. Those are good. But we've got six institutions that do that. We've got six institutions doing that. But we will be the one that's delivering the 4-year Bachelor of Applied Science degrees in technical fields and then doing everything else that we already do. So we're saying that we're going to be a polytechnic institution with the spirit of a community college. We're very proud of what we've been doing here.
Well, that's fascinating. Lots of things to crow about, and you did a good job doing it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for
the
update.
Got a great team here.
Appreciate it very much. You know, an important partner for business and industry in North Dakota, Bismarck State College and the National Center of Energy Excellence. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
The president, Dr. Larry Scogin, with us. Congressman Kevin Kramer, when we come back, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
At 3:45 this morning, be here in time for the Great Plains of Power and the Energy Conference in Bismarck. Ask me if I'm tired, Todd.
Just are you me. Tired?
I'm not. You know why, don't you?
Why is that?
Got the best pillow on earth, and now have the best My Pillow mattress topper on earth.
Yeah,
all of them very, 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 very good. And it comes with a 10-year warranty. You wash and dry the cover, made in the USA. As usual, Mike Lindell does it right. A 60-day money-back guarantee. Exclusive three-layer design. Starts with MyPillow foam for support. Transitional foam to help relieve pressure points. Ultra-soft, patented, temperature-regulating cover.
So just like the pillows, you're not going to say, you know, got to switch out here. It's hot. No chance. 800-506-9028, toll-free telephone number. Promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com to save big, up to 30%, up to 50% on everything, and the brand new mattress topper, 30% off of our deal. I think I mentioned earlier, Peter Ducey from Fox News Channel was in town, actually in North Dakota last week. A lot of national news coverage going on these days, so we caught up with Peter to find out a little bit about his travels to North Dakota. Peter, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing very good, and watching, of course, all the... I mean, we're getting into the silly season here inside of 30 days till that election, so watching a lot of Fox News, and wanted to catch up with you and find out how you think things are going. First of all, there's a rumor that you were downtown Fargo last week. Is that true?
I was in downtown Fargo, enjoying myself very much.
What were you trying to run down in the way of a story in North Dakota, by chance?
Well, we were there. Last week we did this trip where we went to some of the states that President Trump carried in 2016, but had these Democratic senators trying to win re-election, and they hadn't yet announced how they were going to vote on the Kavanaugh nomination. And so we were down there waiting to hear what Heitkamp was going to do. And something that we noticed being out there is that Republican voters are very, very enthusiastic about the Kavanaugh confirmation process. I don't think there's ever been a story that I've been involved with in the last 9 years that people have paid such close attention to and were so passionate about. And these protesters in the halls of Capitol Hill get a lot of attention. They know where to go for the cameras. But there are a lot of people who have the opposing view, who support Kavanaugh. They don't like the way that things have been going, including a lot of folks that we talked to in North Dakota, and they really want him confirmed, and that's something that you don't necessarily see covered a lot.
That's true. I mean, in the Fox poll, what, 67% support for Kavanaugh in North Dakota, and of course Heidi Heitkamp has decided that she's voting no, which shocked a lot of people, and it's going to be interesting to see how that ultimately plays into the to the outcome of the election in a few days. Now, of the people that you have talked to that are in Congress or, you know, in a position to be influential on this decision, Peter, what do they say about that high support? How do they dismiss that? Like Lisa Murkowski, I don't know what it is in California, but you caught up with her in the halls of Congress. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, and when we're on the Hill, you have such great access to all the lawmakers, and you kind of know in real time what they're thinking because you can ask them. And it's the senators these days know that if they take a long time to make a decision, the pressure goes up. But also, they have this enormous platform with the combination of cable news and social media where if they want to make a point about something, they can make it. And so we see this a lot with Senator Flake and Senator Collins and Senator Murkowski. They are usually the last to decide. And then if there is something that has really been bugging them, they know that they're going to have maximum visibility right at the end to just get it off their chest. Whether they are going to vote with the White House and McConnell or against, they have an opportunity now to be heard and to be understood that they might not have had 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when in previous confirmations or whatever.
So it's showbiz.
Everything is showbiz. Yes.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, that's sort of disheartening, but also it's not surprising, right? I mean, most dangerous place to be is between a camera and Chuck Schumer, right? We've always heard that. So I guess a few of these folks just that's what they do. I did note that right after Susan Collins gave her speech announcing that she was going to support Kavanaugh, within seconds, Joe Manchin announced that he was voting, and when asked about it and why he did it right after she was done, he said, well, I told her I'd wait till she was done. So it's like they're coordinating their kind of showbiz stuff, too, right? Is that plausible?
Well, and that's something, though, that a lot of some of their challengers, like Manchin's challenger in West Virginia, Patrick Morrissey, and ICANN's challenger, Congressman Kramer, they've been saying these two are going to wait until the very end when they don't necessarily have to be the deciding vote, and then they'll just jump in and whatever they think at the last moment would benefit them the best. And what we have to wait to see now, since Manchin is a yes and Heitkamp is a no, which argument was better? Do people care that somebody waits until the last minute and then votes no? Or do they care if somebody waits until the last minute and then votes yes? We'll know in 5 weeks.
Is Murkowski in that camp, too?
Well, Murkowski is in a slightly different situation just because she's not up for re-election right now.
This is Peter Ducey, a Fox News channel, a conversation that we had with him on Friday in his visit to North Dakota. A little more of that coming up, plus Congressman Kramer and more from BSC.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.